that the whole class design is centered around student, not teacher. Does that make sense? Okay, so that is the very first criteria about value-based classroom. So reflect on how your awareness changed from previous understanding. Previously, when we design lesson, we'll probably think from the perspective of teacher. But for this one, no, it's from the perspective of student, okay? Student-centered, yes, sir. Okay, value-based learning lesson means two things. The first one being, learning is a meaningful process for the student. So how to justify this meaningful or valuable process? You can approach that from the outcome. So the following outcomes from the activity, okay? The second way to approach is from the activity itself. How? Through those activities, students can really learn the skill to deal with the moral values that you are presenting. Does that make sense, everyone? Okay, good. All right, so that's the first sub-criterion. The next one, what do you think is the keywords there? It's getting easier this time. What is the keywords in this sub-criterion?
Pedagogical issues.
Perfect, pedagogical issues, okay? So here, you'll have to analyze the pedagogical issues related to your topic and also suggest way to overcome them. Okay? Alright. One of the pedagogical issues will be about different prior understanding, right? And this awareness is where you got from this unit. Perhaps before taking this unit, you will not have the awareness that students may bring different prior understandings to the classroom, right? So therefore, this is an awareness that you've got through this unit and how that is then interweaved into your lesson plan. So that means this particular part, criteria number two, where do you think I can find them in your writing?
The first part of section two.
First, very good.
Is that also the part that you just explained above?
Yes, it will link very well from them. Okay? So if we think about it, this is the first 600 words about the context of your lesson. This is the next 600 words when you start actually reflecting on your lesson plan, but more related to the lesson design itself. Yes?
When we're handing it out, we want subheadings or just one?
Either way, one like smooth essay will be good, but you can use heading as well. Because generally speaking, reports requires heading.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. All right. So that means we have done the first 600, the next 600. That leaves you with a good 600 for the rest of this. What do you expect to see here? Well, the last 600s. The questions for the last 600. That is the strength, the weaknesses. Okay. I like that. The feedback. And the improvement. Do you see how this is clearly mapped, everyone? The marking criteria, the breakdown of the questions, and the word count is all clearly mapped now. Does that give you more clarity about how to structure the report, everyone?
Yes.
Good. All right. So, given the time, I'll probably just end the activity here for the marking criteria. If you do have any questions, feel free to ask, or otherwise I'll make myself available next week for the consultation as well. Okay? For the rest of the time, I would want everyone to have a read at this example report from the previous cohort. Can you please pass it on and distribute that? This was written back in 2012. Just one disclaimer I need to say is that this report was back there way longer. The word requirement is 2,500 words, while yours is 1,800. So please do not copy it this way. It's too long, right? So what I want you to do now is to, quickly have a read and think about the grade it got. Okay. So have a read now and try to assign a grade to it, not the exact marks. But rather, is it a pass, is it a credit, is it a distinction, or is it a high distinction? Okay. Is there any, not enough?
From your spares.
Sorry?
Spares.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, have a quick break and assign a break for it. Not a mark, just a break.